matter came before the Sligo Place Names Committee at their last meeting, and out of that they put a substantial report together, basically setting out the costings for the plebiscite and a detailed timeline for how long it would take to get it to the plebiscite and beyond then. So the only issue that came out of that report was that whilst the Council and Sligo Place Names Committee broadly support the change of the English version of the name from Inishcrone to Enniscrone with an E, there was one little hiccup in relation to the Irish version of the name. So we're trying to get it standardised back to what we'd all been taught in school, Inishcrone as opposed to Inishcrone, which really doesn't mean anything in Irish. And that has been referred back to the Minister for State for the Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, Joe McHugh. So he's looking at that at the moment, and it has come back again before the Sligo County Council at the June meeting, and we are still fairly confident that we'll get it over the line, and at that meeting in June we will get a date for the plebiscite set, hopefully for September or October. So we're quite confident, and we're quite happy with the progress at this stage, you know, always reserved, you know, because we don't know what's going to happen, but at this point it all looks fairly confident, and we do have a broad support of the Council, which we're quite happy to see.